Everybody, welcome to another exciting episode of Data Exposed. My name is Scott Klein, your host, and with me today is Shin.
Yes.
Perfect. Shin, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Can you take a second and introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Shin, and I'm a program manager on SQL VM and a hybrid team. So today, I guess I'm just apparently going to show you yet another backup solution.
So we just had... I'm going to say his name wrong. Yevgeny?
Yes.
Did I say that right? Woo! Okay. Man, so some of the guest names are really easy. Some are a little more harder, but hopefully I get them right. So we just had him in here to talk about kind of backup to the cloud, some of the differences there, mm-hmm. right? What's new in vNext? This is also one that was around in 2014.
Yep.
Right? That I think had a lot of, had a lot of value proposition for people, right? With the ability to say, hands-off backup based on some activity in the database, right? So what's the difference between this one and, 14 and vNext?
Yeah, I think, you have a, very good understanding of this. So before we, dive right into I think a good, thing to really set the stage up is to kind of dive into why we even want to do this.
Good idea.
So on the one hand, we have this bottomless storage that's really inexpensive in Azure.
Yep.
On the other hand, we also have customers really exploring cloud, like looking into SQLDB and even SQL VM solutions, but not really ready to kind of put their entire workloads into Azure just yet.
Right.
This, backup can actually be a great starting point.
Yeah.
So in particular, managed backup can actually provide them a great automated solution to put their backup offsite.
Yep.
So that's how we kind of, position this.
Yeah.
So especially for smaller, medium businesses, think of them not have to worry about managing their storage and also archiving anymore.
Yep.
This would be really a great value add.
Yeah, as we go, an evangelist, I'm out talking to user groups and conferences, and, one of the sessions I talk about is kind of the hybrid features of SQL Server 2014, right? Well, this is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things I always ask is how many of you have to check to see if you have enough disk space before you back up your database? And a lot of hands go up.
Exactly. Because,
right? And so we talk about, one of the benefits of this is, cheap storage,
mm-hmm.
Bottomless, near bottomless storage. I don't have to worry about that. And again, completely hands off.
Yep. So then we talk about how it's really done. So basically, three points. One is that it's really flexible. So customers, they can define their backup policy either at the database level or at the SQL instance level.
Mm-hmm.
And also it's a more intelligent way considering, how you're doing backups. So you don't have to worry about your retention. Basically, you just pass this as an argument to us and then we will handle it. And also the cleanup of the files.
Right.
And it's not just based on a simple timestamp. It also considers the backup file kind of dependency and making sure that your backups are still going to be intact, your log chain are not going to be broken.
Mm-hmm.
So all that actually, is guaranteed or provided by this feature.
Right.
And last but not least, of course, it leverages the backup to Azure. So out of the box, it provides you the backup encryption that Evgeny also talks about.
Yep.
And also, all those great stuff with the bottomless storage.
Bottomless, yep.
So
all the benefits of Azure.
Yep,
right?
Exactly.
Perfect.
So that's already in SQL 2014.
Mm-hmm.
And you may wonder, that's your question, right? What's the big change about SQL vNext? So in short, we have about, several aspects of it. One is that we have heard from customers that they really, think the one-size-fits-all system scheduling, what comes out of SQL 2014 is limiting.
Yeah.
So that's why we're changing that and by providing yet another option so that customers actually can define their own schedule.
Okay.
And the next thing, of course, is that no backup solution is considered complete until you provide not just the user database backups, but also the system databases, right?
Yeah.
Otherwise,
why back up?
You are toast. If your master is gone, you're just, that's the least thing you want.
Right.
And the next thing is also that we also provide backups for databases in simple recovery mode.
Mm-hmm.
This may sound like a trivial thing, but actually for a lot of the small, medium businesses, it matters a lot because their database is not necessarily always in the full recovery mode.
Right.
And of course, whatever we provide in the T-SQL statements, we'll make sure that we have that UI parity.
Yep.
So that it can even simplify the whole configuration of all the tasks.
Right, right. Not that it was difficult to do in SQL Server 2014. Hey, here's a one simple SQL statement to execute.
Yep.
You know, call a system
just
or procedure.
Just so that we can even guide you through that
you
even
through
better.
That. Yeah, even better. But now from our UI support, this would be fantastic, right?
Yep.
For those that like to point and click.
Exactly.
Right?
So a wizard kind of experience.
Yeah.
Okay, how about me switching to my demo so that we can see that in action. Okay, so
awesome.
In here, I have a machine that I have several user databases,
mm-hmm.
as you can see. And one thing I want to point out, I'm highlighting in here, is that I need to make sure that my SQL Server agent is enabled. Because
okay.
under the cover, we're actually handing it over to agent to make sure that backups are taken.
Okay.
So definitely make sure that is enabled. And also, I have already connected to my storage account.
Okay.
And in particular, I have a storage container called demo that I'm going to put all my backups under for this particular, you know, demo purpose.
Perfect.
The reason I'm, you know, I'm putting it over here is that, you know, we have a central place in SSMS so that we can see all the actions
right.
just in one place.
Fantastic.
Okay, now let's move on to the script. The first one, I think you have seen it multiple times. Evgeny also shows it for the backup to block blob.
Yep.
And here, basically, it's just to make sure that we have a SQL credential that's associated with your SAS key.
Mm-hmm.
So that way, the managed backup can actually access your storage container
yep.
on your behalf
yeah.
to make sure backups can be taken. And that is obviously already done. So let's move on to our first scenario. This one, what I'm attempting to do is to really tie back to that custom scheduling that I was talking about. So this one, we allow customers to say, okay, now I can define my own full backup and log backup schedule. For instance, the frequency is weekly and
okay.
every Wednesday at this particular time, and I can keep on trying within a 2-hour window.
Okay.
And for log backup, it's going to take every 10 minutes.
Okay.
So this way customer can say, you know, they have better control or predictability about their RPO,
okay.
just in case. And once we execute on this, and then we can execute the next one. This one basically is this basic kind of configuration, taking in which database you want this to be applied on, what is your retention, and then after that, consider the managed backup is already configured
okay.
for this particular database. And we can even go and check it out by running this one. And as you can see, it has already says, is managed backup enabled?
Yep.
Yes, one. And also I can even check the retention is 30 days and I'm not really, you know, enabling any encryption associated with it.
Perfect, okay.
So this is the first one, plain and simple.
Mm-hmm.
And the next one is also very useful. This is what we were talking about. Customer can even define a system, an instance kind of level of default. The reason for that is that customer can actually create a new database, and any new databases created afterwards will just inherit all
oh,
the
really?
Settings.
Yeah,
it's kind of, you know, you got that automatic, you know, insurance out of the pocket, you know. This really comes
so
in
handy.
So once
I apply the, create and define the
yes.
policy, any databases I can
yeah.
say automatically inherit that.
Exactly.
So
I think,
yeah.
you know, it kind of will give you that peace of mind.
Yeah,
yep.
that's fantastic.
So that's first, you know, I want to really showcase you what we mean, you know, by backup encryption. So let's just enable that.
Okay.
So this one, I'm creating it, enabling the encryption, and also I'm changing the retention for this instance default to 15 days.
Okay.
And I'm not specifying any particular database name. That's how we kind of, you know, apply this at instance
broader,
level.
Broader, yeah, instance.
Exactly.
Yep.
And then that's kind of, you know, run this one and see if the instance level now is enabled. And we can even create a new database. And after that is done, we can go back and check, you know, in this demo container to see if my backups are being taken
okay.
for this, you know, particular new database. But that would just wait a little bit. In that moment, let me just, you know, kind of quickly show you what can even enable managed backup for, you know, for master,
oh,
which
yeah,
is a system database.
Saying, yep, we're gonna,
yeah,
we wanna
so I'm not lying.
Master.
So that's why I'm just kind of quickly
not
run this.
Not smoke and mirrors, everybody.
Yeah.
We are telling the truth here.
Okay, now let's go back to this container and refresh it and see if anything interesting is showing up. So because I've already enabled managed backup at the DB level for database 1 and 2. Okay. It's showing some of the backups being taken in here. And that's just see, make sure that, you know, for database 7, if it's showing up on my left-hand side, we should also see, just refresh it again. It's not showing up.
It may take a few minutes to, but behind the scenes, is it basically saying
it takes some time to really kick in.
New database.
Yes, so, and then the new cycle would take in.
Yep.
And then you know the full backups and log backups should be taken in the next moment.
So let's, for our viewing audience, let me ask a couple questions just so we can understand the differences between V1 and V2 here.
Mm-hmm.
So V1 was basically I enabled it, turned it on, and it really just backed up based on. Right, there was no frequency specified. It was just based on activity, things like that, right?
Yep. Basically, for full backup, it's every week, and log backup, it's every 2 hours. If there is no extra log activity or accumulation that's triggering additional backups, so typically that's the frequency that you know a customer would expect.
Yep.
But obviously, it cannot just accommodate all the workloads, right? So some database may be bigger and small and more active. So that's why customers really want to have that control in their own hands.
Right. So V1 was a weekly. How did you say it? In 14, it was a.
Yep. 14 is weekly.
Weekly.
Yep. Right. And customer in the VNEX, they can specify any kind of frequency they want.
Any kind of frequency.
Yep.
Okay. Awesome. Mm-hmm. All right. That's right. Okay. Let's see if there's a 7 there. Come on.
Oh,
we're going to pretend there's a TestDB 7 there, and then it worked. but the explanation was right spot on let me ask you this: how soon? Because people are going to ask that. Once I create my database, when is the first? Like we specified, what did we specify here for database 7? Weekly. Is that what we specified here for the backups?
For database, this actually uses the system schedule. So this means that immediately we should expect a full backup and log backup to show up.
Okay.
And then it's every 2 hours.
Every 2 hours.
And also for the log backup and full backup every week.
Okay. Yeah. So perfect. All right. So we should see a 7 there.
But so 15 minutes probably is a bit long to wait.
Yeah. Well, we won't wait. We'll just... we'll come. We'll have her back next week, maybe. And, oh, look, there it is. No, that's fine. So just understand that, right? Once you add that database, system will pick it up. Say, hey, here's a new database, and within a few minutes, back that database up.
Yep.
Right.
That's
just
the
for
way
time.
It should
for time, we'll just play pretend and pretend that database 7 is listed there. Awesome.
Thank you.
Yep. Okay. Yep. I see. See, there it is. Everybody, there it is. All right. Anyway, Shin, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, this is good. So this is really good. I like the ability. I think this is one of the things that people have been asking for is like we go out and talk about it. And they're like, you know what, I need a little more control. And now you also did mention UI, right? We haven't seen a UI because that's UI is coming, but it's not there yet, right?
Yeah, it is coming in the few months. Let's say that.
Okay. Right. We won't hold you, you know, we won't put your, you know, put you on the spot, but you said kind of for maybe the next CTP.
Yeah,
we'll see.
Absolutely.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
For those like the point and click and things like that, right?
Yep.
So awesome. All right. Well, Shin, thank you so much.
This has been
fantastic. Everybody, thanks for watching. And if you have any feedback, they can contact you through Connect.
Yeah. And also send me email.
Yep. So we'll put your email address in the description of the show, and they can submit your feedback that way.
Sounds good.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Everybody, thanks for watching. We'll see you next time.